just like a snake in the grass. One of these days you're gonna break your glass. Don't bring me down.
All right, this is Ava Maiella and
Your Worst Nightmare.
Love it. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You just listened to Don't Bring Me Down by the Electric Light Orchestra, which is inspired by Elsa. Elsa played this song and I have actually been hyperfixating on it.
It's so important.
Yeah.
It's actually from my therapist.
Real. And next up is going to be Everybody Wants to Love You by Japanese Breakfast, which is one of my faves. So hope you guys enjoy. So that was Everybody Wants to Love You by Japanese Breakfast. And next up, we're going to play New Slang by The Shins. Do you like this song?
So I used to play Rock Band a lot as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually one of the songs on Rock Band.
I see.
So we're talking elementary school. Elsa was hearing this song and Aww. Just being absolutely obsessed.
Wait, that's
so
adorable.
Just a lot of fond memories of it.
Aw, I like this song a lot. Like, I think the summer before I got to college, and then I forgot about it for a while, and now I'm remembering it. But yeah, so this is New Slang by The Shins. Hope you guys enjoy.
teeth and the curse of this town were all in my mouth. Only I don't know how they got out. Dear, turn me back into the bed I was when we met. I was happier then with no mindset. And if you took to me like a gull takes to the wind, well, I'd have jumped from my trees and I'd have danced like a king in the ice. So for the rest of our lives would have fared well. Slaying when you notice the stripes, the dirt in your brides. Hope it's right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bolt through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you took to me like a girl takes to the wind, well, I'd have jumped from my trees and I'd have danced like a king in the ice. So the rest of our lives would have fared well. Godspeed, all the bakers are done, and they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find, without a trust, a flaming field. Am I too dumb to refine? And if you took to me like, well, I'd have danced like the queen of the ice. So as the rest of our lives would have fared well.
So, hope you guys enjoyed that. That was New Slang by The Shins. I know we did. Next up, I'm going to play Sweet Disposition by The Tempered Trap. And I'm actually specifically playing this because I want you to hear this also, because I think you're going to really like this song.
I know this song.
You do? Okay, good. I was like, I feel like it's really up your alley.
I actually have to show you a TikTok that's like a mashup of this song that I got reminded of the other day.
Ooh.
I don't remember what the other song is, but yeah.
All right. Exciting. Sorry that the people listening will not be able to see the TikTok, but
sucks to be you, I guess. I'll read the link out loud.
Well, you get to hear the song, so that's good enough for now. This is Sweet Disposition by The Tempered Trap. Hope everyone enjoys.
Thank you.
right. That was Sweet Disposition by The Temper Trap. You noticed I threw in the A-hole right there.
Yeah, you know, thank you. Yeah, for those who don't know, the reason why my radio show, well, this isn't my radio show time slot. I'm actually subbing for someone right now. But Mondays at 2 p.m. is All Right with Ava because I say All Right after every song. And yeah, that's pretty much
it.
It's
everything for me.
thank you. But the TikTok was really good, by the way. It was like a mashup of that song, So Sweet Disposition, and then Oblivion by Grimes. So.
Impeccable.
And it was pretty viral, so I feel like if people Googled that, it would show up.
They could probably find
right?
it, yeah.
Speaking of TikToks, I sent Sam a lot of these. Sam's our friend. A lot of these TikToks today of, like, there's this Italian lady. It's, like, this audio of this Italian lady, and she's like, a pickpocket! Like, it's a pickpocket! And people have been using that audio on videos of their cats, like, stealing food from them. And it's just, like, so cute. So... you guys should also look those up if people are listening. Next up, we're going to listen to Would That I by Hozier, which honestly, I just started listening to recently, but I probably should have listened to it earlier because it was on a lot of playlists that like have been curated for me. But I, for some reason, always skip this one and I really like it. So I hope everyone enjoys it. This is Would That I.
I'd loved is long ago.
All right. So that was Would That I by Hozier. And honestly, like, all the vocals were in that song, let's be honest. It was a really, like, really good. Anyways, this is our PSA. We're doing something a little different, and we're doing the little skit that was left on the table.
We're professionals.
I also will be doing the background noises, so I apologize in advance.
Those are just there.
Oh, for sure.
A little bit of ASMR.
Okay. Ha ha ha! Okay.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
It's your line.
Oh, shit.
Hey, wait, you gotta make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood. And it's decomposable, isn't it?
True. All that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will all go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in the streams, lakes, and rivers.
Make sure you pick up dog waste and to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association. You killed that. Like, I saw you and you were, like, in the moment.
It was, I don't think I'm going to recover
from
this. Guys,
that was insane. emotionally or, like, physically or both.
Like, all of the above. Don't tell anyone of this.
Yeah, but for sure. No, but, like, honestly, it is so true about the bacteria in the water, because fun fact about us is we went to the little, like, Tufts Dock this weekend. Mm. And that water, it's, like, lake water, was, like, orange Gatorade colored. It was really gross.
You know, in Seattle, I live right by this lake, and it's called Green Lake.
Okay.
Because it's algae.
Oh my god, you shouldn't have told me that. But actually, I'll still go. If I can.
Yeah.
Honestly, anyways, what I'm saying is, we got back from that trip, and we were gonna go to the beach instead, but then we didn't go to the beach. And I saw this TikTok that was like, 50 plus beaches in Massachusetts are shut down right now with, like, unswimmable water because of the amount of, like, bacteria in the water.
I blame the dogs too. Like, Buddy.
Elsa is a cat lover, so, like, just for context. Anyways, that's enough of us talking. Next up, we are gonna listen to Concussion by Girl House. Elsa's dancing. This is honestly one of my favorite songs. It's just so, like, dreamy and but also, like, sad, so sorry, but, like, it's good. And yeah, it was my top song of 2022, and it's definitely gonna be in my top 10 for 2023. So hope everyone enjoys. This is Concussion.
Thank you.
song was that also?
Concussion by Girl House. Don't ever do that to me again.
Oh, it was really cold scary. Calling.
I thought I left it behind in high school.
No, never. Anyways, well, actually, we were just talking about Circles by Post Malone, and I thought it would be a really funny time to share the fact that my dad is like a Post Malone like super fan, and the way that he'll actually like text me. Also, shout out Dad if you're like listening to this. He'll text me updates about. He'll text me updates about Post Malone being like, oh, like, I heard about this with his family. Like, I hope he's doing well. Like, just, like, really worried for him. But his friends knew that he really liked Post Malone. And so they were playing Circles on the radio and they shouted him out. And he, like, lost his mind. He was so excited. It was very cute. So that's also kind of why I started doing radio, so that I could do little shout outs for him, because he gets very excited. Next up, I'm gonna play Live Well by Palace. I love this song. Hope everyone else loves this song.
Something I'm nothing, we were everything, anything, same
right. So that was Live Well by Palace. And next up, we are going to be listening to Boys by Indigo D'Souza. And I was really torn between playing this song or Sleep Talking by Indigo D'Souza. But I chose this one because it feels like it fits better with the order that we're doing. So, but I highly recommend that everyone checks out that song as well. Sleep Talking by Indigo D'Souza. But this is Boys by Indigo D'Souza. Hope everyone enjoys. So that was Boys by Indigo D'Souza. How did you enjoy that song, Elsa?
Well,
be honest.
I started off and was scared of the title.
Real.
As any self-respecting person should be.
No,
but
literally.
Then I was like, yeah, this is...
Yeah. I mean, I guess that will, like, launch into the next fun little topic, which is
I have one more thing to say.
Oh, go for it.
Pause, please.
I'm pausing.
I also really enjoy songs that kind of like switch tempo partway through.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Love it. Good. So I got a Bumble today, everyone. And one of my Bumble matches is listening. So shout out. But I didn't realize that there's like an age range to set. And honestly, like the amount of like 60-year-old men that were like really, really like thinking it was gonna like work out was a kind of concerning. So yeah, it's true to be scared of the boys song title. Anyways, to wash away that energy, we're gonna play Phoebe Bridgers next. We're gonna play I See You by Phoebe Bridgers, which I always thought was, it actually was quite beautiful the way I figured this out, because when I first started listening to the song, it was when I was like, oh yay, like relationship fun, and I thought it was a love song, but it's like so not. It's like a breakup song, and I literally had no idea, Elsa, for months.
I saw a TikTok about a Phoebe Bridgers concert like a year plus back.
Mm-hmm.
That was Phoebe introducing the song, and it was like, this song is about the drummer, we broke up.
No, honestly, Phoebe Bridgers is so funny with like the way that she introduces her music. Like, there was this one where, you know, motion sickness.
Yeah.
She was like, I wrote this song because I slept with someone on his 40th birthday when I was 20. And then just like started strumming. And it was like, oh my God, okay, Phoebe's like, anyways, this is I See You by Phoebe Bridgers, and it is a breakup song, which is sad, but I love it. So hope everyone enjoys. Honestly, I want to be a drummer so badly. Like, what if we went half and half on drums? Honestly, no one's ever at your house. Let's play the drums in your house.
Okay, here's my thing, Ava, is like a drum kit, it's a lot.
No, that's why we
what
go
if we
half
get a drum
half.
Drumming pads and sticks? What if we
I don't know why start? I just have this like vision of us like sitting on your ground being like
no, because you know we
and it's gonna be like so bad and we're gonna be like hyping each other up like the yeah. beat is insane like it's
and we're listening to ICU by Phoebe Bridgers like we no, killed that
no genuinely no because the thing is like I wanted to learn how to play the bass so that I could like say oh. that I do so people would be like oh my god like you're so cool and then I realized I should just like have like next to no musical ability in that regard.
I was gonna say roll it back
anyways and then actually, yeah, that was so funny. So many people on Bumble were, like, they thought that... I have a photo of me, like, in the studio. And I thought that it was, like, me recording a song or something. And I was like, actually, no, never. It'll actually take months for you to hear me sing. Thanks. But, anyways, that was ICU. Let's say... Oh, you kind of said the song already. But
I did. I still keep going.
By Phoebe Bridgers. And we'll keep you updated on, like, our drumming pad careers. Maybe we'll bring them in. Could you actually imagine, like, in the beginning of the show being like...
I mean, that would be so funny.
Yeah.
It's like interpretive dance between every song, but it's just yeah. us drumming. And, like,
I literally think we should get them. That. I mean, I have to give my Amazon account a break because I bought a bunch of fruit fly traps today.
I thought you were going to talk about the stuffed animals.
Well, those too. And they literally... Elsa. Okay, so fun fact about Elsa is that Elsa and I, honestly, love stuffed animals.
Did they find out I was using them to smuggle drugs?
I think that's literally what they think because I got like a bunch of texts from Amazon that were like... notice like very serious thing and I thought they were fake because like I always just assume stuff like that is fake so yeah. I was like yeah okay like oh, yeah. I win you don't get me and then I got a thing from actual Amazon today that was just like hello like your package has been held at the border and like you need to call tomorrow and I was like okay so I'm really excited for that phone call I'll keep you updated on when your stuffed animals get here. They were Elsa's birthday gift. Yeah. I'm not just like
my
a...
My birthday is an international affair.
Yeah. I'm not just like a stuffed animal provider. like...
You could be them.
Oh my god, yay. Elsa keeps throwing these like paper cranes at me throughout the show. And I've color coordinated them. So I feel really good about that. That's enough of us talking. Anyways, next up... we are going to listen to She Calls Me Back because I love this song. This is by Noah Kahan. Hope everyone enjoys.
Oh, there was heaven in your eyes. I was not baptized. Everything's all right when she calls me back. She calls me back. Lost for a long time. Two parallel lines. Everything's alright when she calls me back. She calls me back. Look at me and don't you lie. I could be your sacrifice, but don't you hold your head up high for bullshit. Remind me when I get bad news that I do not exist to die, but live to die while saving you. Does it bite at your edges? Do you lie awake restless? Why am I so obsessive, hanging on to every sentence? This town's the same as you left it. Your page is blank, but I read it. I still dial 8229931167. Oh.
Still she calls me back. Still she calls me.
All right. So that was She Calls Me Back by Noah Kahan. And I actually don't think that she calls him back, to be honest.
Like, whoa.
The rest of the album makes it seem like that call did not happen. But
yeah, it seems like the call was in reverse and also related to a bit of an accident.
Oh my god, truth. Anyways, that's a shout out to Dial Drunk by Noah Kahan, which is a new song, which I don't really like that much, which is why we didn't play it.
You don't like it that much?
Yeah, well, because everyone's like, oh my god, I love this song. Like, this is so real. And I'm like, this is very manipulative.
No, it's very concerning,
like,
actually.
It is scary.
I like the way it sounds. Yeah, but maybe that's, we roll that one back.
That's fair, that's fair. All right, speed running into the next song. This is The King by Sarah Kinsley. And if there is one thing you do in your life, it should be to listen to all of Sarah Kinsley's music. But this is The King, so we can start right now. Hope you guys enjoy. So that was The King by Sarah Kinsley. Elsa's getting ready to go. We're going to log off and then play our last song. So this is Ava Maiola and...
The Person of Your Dreams.
So it was first Your Worst Nightmare, now The Person of Your Dreams. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Pick a number, one or two, Elsa.
Two.
All right, so we're going to be listening to I Want to Get Better by The Bleachers. Hope everyone enjoys and has a great night.
Sure.